It's beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 1708 Patterson, Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we continue the series, Jesus Took the Kingdom from the Jews. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars' message. Up next is the Bill Gaither Trio with The King is Coming, after which we will begin Pastor Mars' sermon.
The marketplace is empty. No more traffic in the streets. All the builders' tools are silent. No more time to harvest wheat. Busy housewives cease their labors. In the courtroom, no debate. Work on earth is all suspended as the King comes through the gate.
All the railroad cars are empty as they rattle down the tracks. In the newsroom, no one watches as machines type pointless facts. All the planes veer off their courses. No one sits at the controls. For the King of all the ages comes to claim eternal souls. Happy faces line the hallways, those whose lives have been redeemed, broken homes that he has mended, those from prison he has freed. Little children and the aged, hand in hand, stand all aglow, who were crippled, broken, ruined, clad in garments white as snow.
I can hear the chariots rumble. I can see the marching throng. The flurry of God's trumpets spell the end of sin and wrong. Regal robes are now unfolding. Heaven's grandstands all in flames. Heaven's choir now assembled. Start to sing Amazing Grace. Oh, the King is coming. The King is coming. I just heard the trumpet sounding, and now his face I see.
Coming.
He's coming for me.
They believe they will be gods. They believe a great serpent will come, and he will be the conqueror, the golem, and he will spread his tentacles all over the Middle East. And then from the Middle East will come the rest of the world, which will fall. And they honestly believe this. They believe that the United States must bend and do whatever they say. This is what they believe. And so far, they've been having whatever they wanted. So far, we have seen the Arab and Persian uprising, and we have seen the takeover by Israel of one nation after another, with the United States fronting in each case. Now, first of all, I want you to understand how this works, that the satanic Jews and their Judaizer helpers in crime believe that God is just lusting on some dusty old throne in a temple built by human hands right here on earth. He even has a people, the Jews, who will rule and reign with him. His throne is earthly. All right? Now, God, say the Jews, needs an earthly temple. He requires a house. They say that Christians also need a rebuilt house in Jerusalem, a holy place where Christians can celebrate Jewish feast days, sacrifice animals, and carry out old covenant Jewish rituals and ceremonies. They believe that not one thing has changed. They believe that since the days they returned from Babylon with their Babylonian Talmud and their Kabbalah, they believe that they have carried on just as they should. And now comes the rewards of 2,000 plus years of waiting. But let's just see from the Bible if what they say is so. Now, obviously, these fanatical Zionist advocates have failed to study the scriptures. Take Acts chapter 7, verse 48-49, which instructs us, quote, "Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet. Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest?" Now, that should really deflate the Jews. They don't need a Jewish temple to be built. God says to them, "I don't dwell in a temple built with human hands. Heaven is my throne. Earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest?" So the supposedly comforting thing that we're going to rebuild the temple of Solomon, and we're going to build it right there on the Temple Mount where the Jews go to pray off their little wailing wall, and they rock back and forth as if they're having sex with a mother goddess, and that's the meaning. They're having sex with a great serpent. And this is what they imagine. Their earthly city, Jerusalem, and their earthly kingdom, Israel, is where God wants to dwell forever. God doesn't want that city at all. He said it's a wicked, wicked place. It's Sodom and Egypt. How can I prove that? Well, see for yourself. Revelation 11, 7 and 8 says that Jerusalem, the great city wherein our Lord was crucified, is spiritually Sodom and Egypt. Think of it, Christian Zionist, disregarding everything that God told you and said. You're obsessed and consumed as you vainly put out all stops to build here on earth a modern-day Jewish version of Sodom and Egypt. You're building up the nation of Israel. Why? Why do you build up a place that God says will be Sodom and Egypt? That's disgusting. That's sorrowful. You're helping the devil and his disciples in Jerusalem build a 21st century Sodom and Egypt. Well, what you've done is you strive to nullify Jesus' decision. He said, I'm taking the kingdom away from you. You, Christian Zionists, say, no, you're not, Jesus. He says, I will give it to another nation, meaning the Christian nation. The Christian Zionist says, I don't want it. It's the Jews to have. I don't want it, they say. It's the Jews to have. Well, God's word tells us clearly the opposite. This present day earth is not a fit place for an all-powerful, almighty God to live and rest. No way. Heaven is his throne, and earth is but his footstool. What kind of house would you build, Almighty God? Well, you see, dear friends, our Lord and Savior Jesus came, and he prophesied some 2,000 years ago. He said he would go and build a place for us. He said, I will have a better place than earth reserved for you, my saints. Mansions are waiting for us in heaven. Praise God. Heaven is where his eternal throne is. That's where I want to be. How about you? Well, regardless of the lies and confusion caused by the false teachings of the Judaizers, we know for sure that God's throne is in heaven. It will not be found in any earthly city, because God's holy city is the new Jerusalem, a marvelously created metropolis that has no parallels of any city that's filthy here on earth. The new Jerusalem, the heavenly city of God. What city can compare with that? Well, heaven is God's throne. That's what the scriptures tell us. Earth is but his footstool. Now, Zionist Christians say, we will not accept this. We will not accept this. We reject it. And Zionist Christians are working incessantly to set up his throne right here on earth in earthly Jerusalem, a city that God says is Sodom and Egypt. Zionist Christian, listen to me. Why do you want to build a filthy city up in Jerusalem where God himself would never, ever go? I mean, it's there. It's there. Read it in Revelation 11, verse 8. It's spiritually Sodom and Egypt. Well, they seek, Christian Zionists seek, a Zionist Jewish kingdom. And they're hotly demanding that the White House use American diplomacy and military firepower to assure these goals. We can't live here in peace in the United States. We have to have a bloated military budget. We have to have military arms on over 130 countries around the world. And we have to have troops. And we've seen this war going on since 9/11. Now, George W. Bush told us that he didn't believe in nation building. We thought we would have a nice, peaceful 4 or 8 years under George W. Bush. We saw nothing of the kind. We saw 9/11 brought to us by supposedly 19 Arabs. Now we know that what they were Jewish agents. And we can talk about that, but I hope you'll get the book by Victor Thorne from us on 9/11, Evil, 9/11 Evil by Victor Thorne. You'll find out it's the Jewish Mossad that created 9/11. Now, what has happened to the Jews? Well, as Jesus said, they will kill you and thinketh they do God service. That's what Jesus said. They will kill you and thinketh they do God service. That's why he told the Jews, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. But what do the Zionists and the Christian Judaizers say? They say this cannot, this will not stand. Christ made the wrong decision. He did a terrible thing in taking the kingdom from the Jews. We will undo what Christ has done. We will exalt the Jews. We will even praise them as God's eternal chosen people. They will possess the land. We will give the Jews the kingdom. Be gone, Jesus. Our will be done. Be gone, Jesus. Our will be done. But Jesus declared to the Jews, behold, your house is left desolate. Behold, your house is left desolate. He took the kingdom from them. He declared the house of Israel desolate. That's Matthew 23, 38, 39. And then he was crucified and he left. He left. And the temple was rent. The veil of the temple was rent. From the top down. From God down. And the ark was taken and nothing was left behind. Don't you know the head Jews were desperate to find that ark? And who had reached up all the way to the veil of the temple and torn the veil and brought out the ark? They were totally confused and bewildered. But what they needed to do was to realize it is a dangerous thing to callously oppose the will of God. Christian Zionists, listen to me. It is a dangerous thing to callously oppose the will of God. Okay, now let's look at where we're headed here. We're talking about Jesus taking the kingdom away from the Jews. You know, the Jews are in the kingdom of God as well. They're not part of the kingdom of God, but they've been placed here to spy on us, to bring false religion to us. And you can see this. This is the way they're doing it. Or let me give you some examples of this. They're the Christian Jews identifying themselves as Messianic Jews. There are no Messianic Jews, folks. There are only Christians and then non-Christians. That's all we have. We don't have Messianic Christians. We don't have Assembly of God Christians. We don't have Charismatics. We don't have Methodists. We only have Christians and non-Christians throughout this world. But the Messianic Jews are proud to call themselves such. Now, take Arnold Fruchtenbaum, a leading Messianic Jew. He declares that the King James Bible teachings in the book of Daniel indicating that the Antichrist will be a Jew means that the King James Version is mistranslated. Why, the King James Version, no version would ever talk about the Jews having an Antichrist. Why, the glorious Jewish race that we could produce the Antichrist? The New Testament, it has these teachings? Why, no, it can't be, he says. Monte Judah, yet another Christian Jewish leader, doubts much of the whole New Testament is valid. Why? Because it elevates the new covenant of Jesus Christ and diminishes the importance of the Jewish temple and what he believes is the importance of Judaic practices. Surely, Monte Judah suggests, the Apostle Paul's writings are way off base, just plain unholy. How can we explain the Apostle Paul? The Jews' old covenant and the primacy of the temple must be maintained, or so Monte Judah suggests. Then there's Arno Froese, head of yet another Zionist-oriented group, a Gentile who is a rabid Judaizer. He teaches that Jews should not even be evangelized. Why, no. Jews for Jesus? Why, that organization should not even exist. He attacks the King James Bible and all modern New Testaments because he says they're based on pagan religions. Well, then what religion should the Holy Bible be based on? Well, only the Hebrew language is pure, he says. Therefore, the New Testament cannot be inerrant. It cannot be inerrant. The whole New Testament is printed from the beginning in Greek. But he says the Greek is a tainted language. So you can't believe anything in the New Testament.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.